Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Juan Castillo. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fifth. The DH, Dale Sviam. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joey Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Birkbeck. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Castillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Braggs, who is chasing the ball. Upshaw reaches third base with a triple. Franco goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Upshaw tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Castillo. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Hall. The throw from Schroeder and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Allenson hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. the Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson bunts towards the mound. Burke Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Tabler moves to second. One out. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive towards the mound. Bales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Braggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviem hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Rob Deer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Allenson moves to second. Mark Clear now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allenson scores. Bell moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Franco steals second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Mirabella covering, for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Deer. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler is walked intentionally. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Tabler moves to third. Allenson moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Castillo moves to second. Doug Jones now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Braggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Braggs strikes out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sviam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sviam hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castillo moves to third. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff pinch hits for Rob Deer. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.